This is St. Louis Public Radio. More than 150 St. Louisans traveled and slept on charter buses to join the Women's March on Washington over the weekend. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that for many, the march was a family affair.
All right, bus two!
On Friday afternoon, Joanne Pratts of Glendale and her 15-year-old daughter Emma are among a half-dozen mother-daughter teams boarding this bus in Brentwood to the nation's capital. Emma Pratts is excited to march for many causes,
like the lesbian gay community and just racial topics like Black Lives Matter and women's rights.
After a 13-hour overnight ride, the Pratts get off the bus. They board the Metro, which dumps them into a sea of pink pussycat hats and protest signs. The Pratts and many others are concerned about the Trump administration ending same-sex marriage and reproductive freedom.
My body, my choice!
After a long day, Joanne and Emma Pratts return to the bus and reflect on this gathering of nearly a half million people.
It was fabulous. These folks have the same belief systems that I do.
The Pratts and 50 others spend a second night on the bus before it rolls into St. Louis Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
We'll be in touch.
Yes,
you go well.
Let's do it.
Many hope this trip will spark more activism in the future. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.